With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Pushing back against a trend toward transgender surgeries for minors, a jury in New York awarding a young woman $2 million over a transgender procedure that she had as a younger person, and Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention says it was the first time a so-called detransitioner won such a case.
She was 16 years old, and she had a double mastectomy, having been pressured by medical authorities. The New York Times ran a big story headline, "Woman wins a lawsuit over gender surgery as a minor." And then one day later, here's another headline, quote, "Doctors group endorses restrictions on gender-related surgery for minors." That would be the American Society of Plastic Surgeons.
Dr. Mohler points out that the next day, a statement came out from the American Medical Association saying that the best standard of care for minors is to delay those treatments.
The pro-LGBTQ movement is trying to say there's nothing big here, but this is a wave. We're seeing social ridiculousness now being called to account.
Dr. Albert Mohler hopes the accountability continues. Economist Stephen Moore says he's bullish on the U.S. stock market despite some recent ups and downs.
There's been no better investment of the last 200 years or 150 years since the New York Stock Exchange opened its doors than investing in American companies. And we have the greatest entrepreneurs, the greatest enterprisers that create value in the world.
And Moore says all you have to do if you don't believe that is think of the biggest names in emerging technology, whether it was in the past or the present day.
From Edison through Henry Ford and Rockefeller, and now the great new entrepreneurs, the people like Elon Musk and then Bill Gates and the Warren Buffetts of the world. So
Jordan Stoltz has won his second speed-gating gold medal of the Milan Cortina Olympics by finishing first in the 500 meters in an Olympic record time in the process. This is SRN News. Americans being asked to weigh in on capital punishment.
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering someone. Amongst religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment, as do 71% of white mainline Protestants and 66% of white Catholics. Roughly 60% of black Protestants also support the death penalty. Michael Harrington reporting.
A judge has ruled that Arizona must stop enforcing abortion restrictions that were put into place, contradicting a 2024 voter-approved constitutional amendment that now enshrines the procedure. The Maricopa Superior Court judge in the case said those older laws present unnecessary obstacles to getting an abortion, including barring one if a woman was seeking it because the unborn baby has a genetic abnormality. This is SRN News. Jason Walker reports on a Super Bowl record that will likely never be broken.
Three fans have attended every Super Bowl, all 60 of them. But two of these men say this year's Super Bowl might be the last time. Don Chrisman, Gregory Eaton, and Tom Henschel are the last remaining members of an exclusive club of people who have never missed the big game. But this year's Super Bowl was bittersweet. Chrisman and Henschel say advancing age and mobility issues mean this was probably their last trip. Eaton, though, plans to keep on going as long as he can. Jason Walker reporting.
Law enforcement investigating the disappearance of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother sealed off a road near Nancy Guthrie's home in Arizona late last night. The 84-year-old Guthrie has been missing since February 1st. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.